It is time to talk cinema. Michael Jones joins me. Very good morning, Michael.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you've got a double feature for us this morning.
Double feature, two buddy films.
Ooh.
Slightly different, though.
Okay.
I'll start with the Hollywood-style blockbuster buddy film first. The Hitman's Bodyguard. I say Hollywood-style blockbuster, but it was actually filmed in Europe. Look, Samuel L. Jackson and Ryan Reynolds are the buddies in this film. Salma Hayek, Gary Oldman, and Elodie Young complete the cast. It's directed by Patrick Hughes, who was responsible for The Expendables 3.
Oh, dear.
Notorious hitman Darius Kincaid, played by Samuel L. Jackson, has somehow been captured and is being compelled to testify against an Eastern European despot slash mass murderer, played by Gary Oldman, at The Hague. However, it's an action movie, so of course the Eastern European despot has Kincaid's prison transport hijacked in an attempt to kill him. But you don't just kill Samuel L. Jackson slash Darius Kincaid. He and the lone surviving Interpol agent Amelia Roussel, played by Elodie Young, make it to a safe house. And realizing that Interpol has probably been compromised, Roussel contacts ex-boyfriend Michael Bryce, Ryan Reynolds, who was once a highly prestigious bodyguard at a highly prestigious agency, who's now fallen on hard times, of course. She calls on him to assist with transporting Kincaid from London to The Hague. But, of course, Kincaid and Bryce have a history with each other, and it wasn't a pleasant one. Yes, this is a buddy action comedy starring two men with the largest vocabulary of insults, put-downs, and multiple iterations of words not used in polite company that you've ever heard. So you might want to think twice before taking your impressionable 8-year-old to see this one, even though he'll be tugging at your sleeves going, Dad, Uncle, Big Brother, can we go and see this? You might want to think twice. Salma Hayek also lays on the potty mouth very, very thick in this one too.
Wow.
So just beware. The mismatched buddy storyline, it's pretty conventional. Without, you know, obviously the chemistry and filthy repartee between Reynolds and Jackson, this film would have fallen pretty flat. Apparently it was rewritten as a comedy just a few weeks before filming started. So that's something to think about. Gary Oldman pretty much reprises his Eastern European Eurotrash villain role from Air Force One. I don't know if you remember him in that. And does just enough to collect his paycheck. There are some pretty entertaining action sequences in this film, though one or two may not reflect reality and stretch the bounds of credibility. I've never actually heard of anyone going through a windscreen at 80 miles per hour and then being able to get up, hurl insults and swear a lot, and then run away and kill more bad guys. But it happens in this film, and it's actually quite funny to watch. There's also another scene where Darius just happens to pull up outside a shop to find Bryce after the two had split up in the middle of Amsterdam, and somehow they find each other again. I don't know whether they had telepathy or something, but
sure.
They certainly had thrown away their mobile phones because they were being tracked, so I don't know how they found each other. Anyway, logic, reality leaps and plot holes aside, this pretty average buddy actioner is lifted by the presence of its two main stars and will probably hit the target for you on a Saturday night.
Nice.
I'll move on to a very different buddy film. This is God's Own Country. It stars Josh O'Connor, Alec Sekharianu, Gemma Jones and Ian Hart. It's written and directed by Francis Lee. This is his feature film debut. John Saxby, played by Josh O'Connor, is struggling under the pressure of working the family farm in the north of England where he lives with his elderly grandmother, played by Gemma Jones, and father Ian Hart, who's been crippled by a stroke. So all the responsibilities fall on him. John relieves this pressure by binge drinking, smoking marijuana, and having anonymous sex with pretty much anyone who catches his eye. He really hates his life and his situation, but he's reluctant when his father insists that the family hire Gheorghe, a smoulderingly good-looking migrant worker from Romania, to help with lambing season. John hates Gheorghe too, but only for a while. This is part coming-of-age story, part romance. God's Own Country, it's the story of a young man, I guess, struggling to find his place in the world. His profession, his location, and his sexuality, they isolate him. He can't relate to his former friends who've moved away. They've gone to university. He can't relate to his father and grandmother because they're preoccupied with trying to keep the family farm afloat, and they don't really notice the struggles that he's having or just put it down to him just being late. Crazy. It's only Gheorghe's calm and gentle manner dealing with the sheep and his hard work on the farm that with that, Johnny starts to realise that there might be more to life than a few pints at the boozer, followed by a quick anonymous shag in the dunny. It's through Georgie that Johnny actually learns about intimacy and close friendship. This film has a very naturalistic feel to it. There's a very minimal soundtrack. There's long silences as well, perhaps to emphasise Johnny's isolation and his inability to articulate his feelings. By contrast, there's also many shots of work life on the farm, Johnny rushing through things, getting frustrated, whereas Georgie is very meticulous and careful about what he does. I didn't really get how the two finally come together, or not finally, they come together about midway through the film, how they come together physically and become intimate with each other. One minute they were fighting, and then, you know, the next minute it's sort of all grunt heave and that sort of stuff. And how's your father? Perhaps there's some knowing glances and mutual respect that I sort of missed. Even though the film is set on a farm and there's plenty of wide open spaces, there's still this very oppressive feeling of foreboding about this film. I don't know, maybe it's because it's set in Yorkshire and that it's always dark and damp and windy and cold. I don't know what it is, but God's Own Country, it's hard, grim and challenging viewing at times, but unlike a film that it has been compared to that came out about 10 years ago, it does give the viewer a reason for hope at the end, and I give this one my blessing.
Very nice. Two very, very different films.
Very, very different.
Michael Jones, thank you very much.
Pleasure.